farming with care. But if a line does get damaged, go somewhere safe and call 911.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Look at your cup holder. It's empty. And you're feeling thirsty. Head to a nearby convenience store and fill it with a Pepsi Zero Sugar, Mountain Dew, or Starry. Grab a delicious, refreshing Pepsi for the road.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite concerns within his own party about his ability to win re-election, President Biden says he's staying in the race and he's campaigning in Wisconsin today. The president also sitting down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos for his first TV interview since the debate that airs tonight. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre clarifying the president's remarks to governors yesterday that he needs more sleep and wants to curb events after 8.
Look, the president works around the clock. It's a 24/7 job, 365 days out of the year. Obviously, he also recognizes the importance of striking a balance and taking care of himself, just like we all have to. We are all humans. The president is human as well.
The White House says the president earlier called to congratulate Britain's new prime minister, Keir Starmer, after his Labour Party swept the elections yesterday. Hurricane Beryl downgraded to a tropical storm after moving across the Yucatan Peninsula, but posing a threat now to South Texas later this week. This is ABC News. While people in South Texas prepare for Hurricane Beryl, it's not the only threat to beachgoers. Swimmers were not alone in the Gulf of Mexico on the 4th of July.
When Padre Island visitor Blaise Russell came out of the water, he noticed a painful streak on his arm.
I went to the lifeguard and they were just like jellyfish.
Red flags warning of rip currents are flying above purple flags alerting swimmers to the presence of dangerous wildlife like jellyfish or sharks.
They'll do an investigative bite. Once they find out it's not a fish, they let go, but the damage has been done.
Jim Pigg is the fire chief on South Padre Island where two people were bitten by a shark on Thursday. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Officials in Japan say they've come up with a new way to keep the trains running on time. They're now using a giant robot to more efficiently move railroad machinery. It can carry up to 90 pounds and works up to 40 feet above ground. Officials say it'll help solve a shortage in human labor. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A home in Walworth County was destroyed after an explosion there. Happened Tuesday afternoon in the town of Lafayette near Elkhorn. When crews arrived to respond to the blast, they found a small fire in the basement. Elkhorn Fire Chief Trent Eichmann tells Fox 6 Milwaukee they also heard a man down there.
They did hear a voice, and they established contact with the patient. probably took approximately 35 to 40 minutes to tunnel and extricate him out of the basement.
The man was taken by Flight for Life to a hospital for treatment. There's no word on his condition. Investigators say they don't know the cause of the explosion, though they think propane had something to do with it. The state fire marshal's office is assisting with the investigation. The deaths of a woman and her son in Adams County are being investigated as a homicide. The Adams County Sheriff's Office confirmed that Tuesday after the bodies of 62-year-old Sharon Miller and her son, 38-year-old Jamie Lumby, were found buried on property in the town of Strong's Prairie. Miller's body was discovered last week Thursday, while Lumby's body was unearthed Sunday. Autopsies on the two bodies indicate both were killed. No suspects have been identified, as evidence was submitted to the Wisconsin State Crime Lab. Wisconsin gets a shot in the arm for its biohealth efforts. Following a national competition created by the U.S. Department of Commerce, the state was named one of 12 regional tech hub finalists, earning the state $49 million in federal funding to encourage biohealth manufacturing, research efforts, and job growth. Wisconsin hopes to be a global leader in personalized medicine by creating some 30,000 jobs, which will create $9 billion in economic growth in the state over the next decade. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy through about early to mid-afternoon, and then we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later today. Our high 73, tonight 58, tomorrow partly cloudy 78. On Sunday, scattered thunderstorms 79. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
By short covering and double-digit gains in futures. Profit taking weight on feeder cattle and limited buying interest in live cattle futures. And lean hog futures failed to go up on the best demand news of the year.
Live, well, this part of the show is anyway, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, Chip and Davis swap seats and talk about market trends over the past week. I'm producer Big Apple Joe Stackler. And now, the host slash guest of this afternoon's AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right. Thank you so much, Big Apple Joe Stackler. Appreciate that, buddy. Yeah, we're sort of live, but sort of not live. Davis and I had a conversation earlier this week, and we're going to have that for you here in the last three quarters of the show. We're going to have that conversation coming to you. Had a good day in the grain markets today. Solid rally in wheat. Corn traded to the upside. Soybean complex was higher. The livestock trade, a little bit of a different story. Had some strength in the nearby contracts, but the back month contracts were under some pressure today. Lots going on in the livestock trade that we're going to get to here in the news. But like I said, we've got the conversation between me and Davis coming up in the next segment. We cover a lot of ground. We cover everything from Supreme Court Supreme Court decisions to what's going to happen next with the farm bill to, of course, what might keep this corn market rally going that hopefully got started today. All right, I'm going to jump right into the news. Wheat export sales in the week ended June 27th totaled just over 805,000 metric tons. That topped pre-report trade expectations and helped to fuel solid gains in wheat futures. Mexico topped the list of buyers. That also included the Philippines, Taiwan, Brazil, and South Korea. So it was a good list of buyers there. Traders also continue to monitor crop conditions in Russia, where crop expectations have been trending lower. December soft red winter wheat futures opened higher and in the lower half of the day's trading range. Prices then rallied to spike resistance at last week's high before falling back to close just under that resistance at 6:15. September spring wheat futures started the week with a strong rally and ended the week with an inside trading day as the market consolidated the early week gains. Today, December HRW wheat futures 15 cents higher at 6:16. December SRW jumped 15 and one half to 6:13 and a half. And September spring wheat closed at 6:33 and a quarter. That was up 10 and a half cents. Now, on the week, December SRW wheat up 16 and a half cents. So we put in most of that gain today. December HRW wheat up 12 and three quarters, and September spring wheat futures on the week were up 20 and one quarter cents. Corn export sales in the week ended June 27 totaled just over 357,000 metric tons. That was below trade expectations. Corn futures were still able to work higher on support from the wheat market. Professional trading funds are thought to be still on the short side of the corn market, and today's price strength was an evening. December corn opened slightly higher and on session lows and pushed up to post a high range close. The new crop contract traded on both sides of 420 for a fifth consecutive session as the market consolidates following the sharp drop in prices that followed the bigger-than-expected acreage and stocks estimates that we got last week from USDA. Now, on the week, not a lot of change in corn. September corn futures up just 3 cents, and December corn on the week was up 3 and a quarter. Soybean export sales of just over 228,000 metric tons were at the low end of trade expectations. Soybean meal sales of nearly 213,000 tons were in line with trade expectations, and bean oil sales of 16,500 metric tons easily topped trade expectations. That surge in soybean oil demand helps explain this week's strength in bean oil prices. Bean oil has also been supported by changes in China's import protocols that are expected to shift more demand, more global demand, for veg oils back to the U.S. It may not come from China, but there could be other buyers in the market if China starts taking more palm oil in the future. August bean oil futures closed higher for a seventh consecutive session and pushed back up to the highs posted in early April. The gains in bean oil prices helped pull bean prices to the upside this week, as did increasing concern about U.S. production potential. Now, on the week, it was an impressive week in the products, that's for sure. August soybeans on the week up 32 and three quarter cents. November beans up 25 and three quarter cents. August soybean meal was up $11.20 this week. But get this, August soybean oil was up 548 points. That's a 12.4% increase in bean oil prices this week, up 548 points. A really impressive move to the upside in soybean oil. Cotton export sales of just over 115,000 running bales were down about 23% from the four-week average. That pressured cotton prices today. Get this, December cotton futures, they were finding support at 72 cents this week, but busted through that support today to post the first close below 72 cents since October 31st of 2022. December cotton today, 138 points lower at 70.98. And on the week, December cotton was down 171 points. Beef export sales of 15,500 metric tons, down slightly from the four-week average, but heavyweight choice graded box beef prices jumped more than a dollar to climb on top of 330 to support nearby futures. August live cattle today 50 cents higher at 186.42 and a half, and October futures up 32 and a half to 187.17 and a half. August feeders dropped a buck 90 to 261.47 and a half. Pork export sales scored a new marketing year high, and at 59,100 metric tons, were up sharply from last week and were nearly double the four-week average. But even with the solid demand, lean hog futures refused to rally. July hogs today, 12.5 cents higher at 89.87 and a half, and October hogs were 70 cents higher at 73.47 and a half. Now, on the week, August live cattle, a buck higher at 186.42 and a half, a buck higher on the week. August feeder cattle up $2.17 and a half cents, and July lean hogs up 30 cents on the week. So mostly steady and a consolidating market there. We've got the conversation between me and Davis Michelson. It's coming up next here on AgriTalk.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
Being an Army Ranger is a very fast-paced lifestyle. I was clearing a weapons cache in Haditha, Iraq, when the building collapsed on me, burying me alive. I spent 6 months in the hospital and a year of recovery. When I was separated from the military, I just felt like I was useless because I only had this one thing that I was supposed to do, and then that one thing was taken away from me. And then one day, I got a call from Wounded Warrior Project. They asked me to come to a workout, and I decided that I was going to get better, both physically and mentally. Now I'm a warrior leader. I create events and opportunities for other veterans locally. Wounded Warrior Project did a phenomenal job reminding me that my injuries aren't going to define who I am. And because of that, I can do anything that I want.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Retirement.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
When you're really hungry, sometimes only the leftovers can fill you up. We're serving up a big portion of Tuesday's meatloaf right now on AgriTalk. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal Davis Michelson here. We're flipping the script today. We've got a
flip chory show for you. I'm going to pick Chip's brain just a little bit, so let's pretend like he's a guest, all right? Okay. Here we go. We're going to make it all feel official. Now we'll bring in our guest, Chip Flory from Iowa. Yeah. Mr. Flory, welcome to AgriTalk.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing great. It's great to be on and talk with you, Davis.
Absolutely. Thrilled to have you here. What are you doing today? What's an average day look like for Chip Flory?
Well, taking a look at what's going on in the markets, you know, I've already gone through the news. I don't know if you were paying any attention or not, but I've gone through the news of the day and how the markets closed and how the markets performed this week. So, you know, it's another work day.
Sure. But at some point you punch out, don't you? You punch out once in a while, don't you?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And hopefully as soon as we are done with this, I am going to grab the fishing pole and do a little bit of relaxation.
That's where I wanted to get, right there.
There you go.
That sounds great. I'm going to ask you a question. Oftentimes when you are away, the newsman will play. And, you know, we've got such smart people, and I would include you in that group, obviously, in our stable of guests. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I like to just open it up. Now, you can't say grandkids or family. I've decided we're not doing that. What is the most important thing in the world right now?
Oh, man. The most important thing in the world right now?
Yep.
Boy, you know, from a business perspective, I think I'm going to look at the situation with you know, the presidential elections and how that's all going to turn out, because in our world of agriculture, the policies from the White House have an impact not just on the big picture items or the long term items. Davis, it's day to day stuff that the directives and the leadership from the White House has on farmers, and it keeps our attention on a day-to-day basis because of that. So there's just so much going on and uncertainty with the presidential elections heading into the conventions that I'm going to put it up there at the top. I think that's the most important business thing that's happening right now.
And there's an awful lot to talk to, and I do want to make sure that we do get to covering crops and marketing and the standard stuff that we usually do that you do personally so well. But when we're looking at that election there, we've also got the Supreme Court making a whole bunch of decisions, making a bunch of moves and stuff. And I'm going to bring us back here through all of what went on earlier this week and even in, you know, last week a bit. I feel like we haven't talked about the farm bill at all, dude. Right. And maybe that's a welcome respite for something that doesn't really have a lot of momentum. I don't know. Your take on the farm bill presently.
Okay. A couple of thoughts here. Number one, we are very quickly losing patience with the leader of the Senate Ag Committee, Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan. And the reason that I'm moving from trying to remain patient and waiting to running out of patience on this is we haven't seen the text. We know the ideas. We know the concerns that that Senate Democrats have shown about the version of the bill that that the House passed, the House Ag Committee passed. We know their concerns, but we haven't seen the text. Mm-hmm. And dang it, if there's going to be progress on this bill, I think the Senate Democrats, well, I think the Senate Republicans are looking over at G.T. Thompson in the Senate Ag Committee and in the House, or excuse me, in the House Ag Committee, and I think they are waiting for the House to take up the farm bill, the House version of the bill, and see how it does. To see if there's enough votes to pass it in the House. I think everybody in the Senate is waiting for the House to take that next step, and that's not fair. That is not fair at all. The Senate needs to move forward on it, and I don't think Schumer's got any intention of putting the farm bill forward. You know, we can look at Stabenow and say, come on, let's get the text out. That's one thing. But even if the text does come out, the next thing is getting it on Schumer's agenda, and I don't think he's got any interest in doing that, Davis.
Well, and maybe the frustration with Stabenow is ill-placed on that basis, but you and I had pretty high hopes because, as I recall, she announced her pending retirement, and we thought, oh, boy, we're going to get the farm bill done. The senator wants to have a legacy. She wants it down in print. This is going to be great. This is going to be smooth as butter. And it's not.
Right. It has turned into a case of do no harm to the nutrition title is a good enough legacy for Senator Stabenow, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's jump tracks here. Here's another one that that we hadn't gotten to thus far in the news. This comes out. The Civil Aviation Authority of China, the CAAC, launched the country's first technical center for sustainable aviation fuel, that's SAF, which focuses on standard setting and product research. China wading into SAF. It sounds like it's very early in the process here. They're focusing on standard setting and product research. What do you make of this?
They are the news out of China is also that they are slowing down their push for coal-fired electricity plants. They are no longer bad-mouthing solar and wind electricity, generated electricity. Okay? Does that mean that instead of shipping all the solar panels that they produce to the United States and to Canada, that they are going to start installing some of those solar panels in China? I wonder if that is going to be the case. So there seems to be a shift in the energy attitude in China, and developing the process, the refinery process for sustainable aviation fuel in China, I think, is part of that process. Now, China has gotten off on sending quote-unquote used cooking oil into the U.S. market for sustainable aviation fuel refining. Part of that is to get the tax incentives that are in place on using used cooking oil to make fuel. Now, it's not used. It's contaminated, and it can't be used for cooking anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's not used cooking oil. It's palm oil that they are buying, and they can get more. It's an arbitrage deal for them. They're buying it with their left hand and selling it with their right hand after a bit of a modification that should be making that product worth less than what it is when they buy it new. And because of the rules and the regulations, I mean, it shouldn't be worth more used than what it is unused. It should not be that case. Mm. Yeah. And it is. And we've got to get that situation fixed. Now, if they develop their sustainable aviation fuel industry, their willingness to export their quote-unquote used cooking oil should change, dramatically. They shouldn't want to ship any of that used cooking oil to the U.S. in the future. So I think maybe that got into the bean oil market a little bit earlier this week.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, that's sustainable aviation fuel here in the U.S. We're excited about it as well, trying to figure out how to make it work. My guest this afternoon is Chip Lorre himself. Yeah. We're into a great conversation. We're going to steer into U.S. crops here on the other side of this break. So won't you stick around for more AgriTalk?
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Let's head to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and recap how the markets closed. December HRW wheat futures 15 cents higher at 616. December SRW wheat jumped 13.5. September corn and nickel higher at 410.5. December corn up 4.5 cents to 424. August soybeans 8.5 cents higher at 11.66 1/4. September beans up 8.5 cents to 11.26. And November beans closed at 11.29 3/4, up 8.25 cents. December cotton 138 points lower at 70.98. August live cattle 50 cents higher at 186.42 1/2. August feeders down a buck 90 to 261.47 1/2. And July hogs today 12.5 cents higher at 89.87 1/2.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit FarmFirstDairyCooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy through about early to mid-afternoon, and then we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later today. Our high 73, tonight 58, tomorrow partly cloudy 78. On Sunday, scattered thunderstorms 79. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk. A very special guest today, our own Chip Flory joins. Chip, dude, this is really fun. Thanks for your thoughts in that segment there, but yeah. we do need to sail back toward home here just a little bit.
Okay.
Now, let's see. Crop tour is coming up in what, about 6 weeks?
Yeah.
That seems about right, doesn't it? 6 or 7 weeks-ish, the third full week of August. That aside, because I know you're making preps already, general impressions of U.S. corn, soybean, wheat crops, just your thoughts, get us started here on U.S. crops.
Okay. 2024, I'm looking back in time, trying to find a year that I would say, you know what, this year's a lot like, and I can't find it. I mean, there are a couple of years out there that have some similarities. And the way that the market is performing makes me think about some other years. 1993, the way that the corn market is performing makes me think of that. Now, there's no way that the conditions out in the countryside, even in the wettest spots, or anything like we got when 1993 was at its worst.
Okay.
Now, for some individuals in that Missouri River bottom in particular, and some areas up in southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa, for some individuals, as of right now, it's every bit as bad as 1993 was. I get it. But it's not the wide scale that 1993 was. But the market is performing very similar to what it did in 1993 in that, for some reason, Davis, it has just decided that it's going to ignore the issues. It's going to ignore the problems. It's ignoring the issues with too much water in the northwest production areas. It's ignoring the issues that have developed in the eastern Corn Belt, east of the Mississippi, where conditions have gotten too dry. Now, they picked up some rain. But, Casey Schumacher on the Farmer Forum earlier this week, Casey's out in northwest Nebraska. He said he's back to his regularly scheduled drought is 2 weeks away. It feels like drought is 2 weeks away in areas of the eastern Corn Belt. So, and the market has basically ignored it. We've got the funds so heavily short in corn and in soybean futures that you would think that any threat to the 2024 crop would have chased those short positions out of the market, and it hasn't. If anything, Davis, the funds have gained confidence in being short. The funds have just decided that until proven absolutely wrong, that they're going to stay on the short side of the market. And it's really astonishing to me. So we've got that 1993 comparison only because of the way that the market is trading, not because of the widespread conditions out there. So there's that year.
I heard 13 tossed out there. Am I remembering that right? At some point.
Yeah. We could draw some. Yeah. Some similarities to several years, there's no question about it. But the question that I was asking analysts, and I'm going to continue to ask it because I think it's so important, is what does the market have factored in right now? The corn market, what does it have factored in for a corn yield, for harvested acreage percentage, for a total supply? Sean Hackett on the show to start the week said that it's a 185. 185 for a national average corn yield is what the market is trading right now. That's a huge number, Davis. I mean, and it's hard to argue. I mentioned it on yesterday's show that it is a number that it's hard to argue that the market has not factored in a yield above trend line. Now, if it pulls back to trend line, you got to make some adjustments. If it pulls back to the record yield at 177.3 that we grew last year, the market has to make some adjustments. What if we go from a 91.5 to a 90.5, as Dr. Michael Cordonier, the Pro Farmer Crop Consultant, thinks is going to happen on harvested corn acres? So if we have to pull back on acres and we pull back from a 185 for a national average corn yield that the market has traded already, I would think that would give us an opportunity for some kind of a counter-seasonal rally. But typically, Davis, July is not a good month for corn. It just isn't.
Well, and here's the thing, and I'm sort of curious. When you talk about that sticky short position that those funds just don't want to let go of, are they looking at the big thing for me right now, and it didn't become any smaller after conversations earlier this week, is on-farm stocks.
Yeah.
How much are those shorts waiting for those on-farm stocks to let go before they say, ooh, yeah, because maybe that's their buffer, their sort of risk buffer that, there's so much corn in the countryside. We'll be fine. We'll know when it starts to move.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that.
Yeah, I am too. And it's a very important point. And Chip Dellinger, Blue Reef Agri Marketing, we talked to him on Tuesday. His concern with the numbers is that basis isn't confirming all that corn is still in growers' hands. Mm-hmm. Maybe more so on bean basis than corn basis. But still, the corn basis is telling us that, A, it's still locked up and not going to move, and we need a whole lot more incentive than what the market is offering right now to get that corn to move. It's either not enough incentive from the market or the corn isn't there.
Right.
Now, I think just based on the conversation that we that, you know, the sales on the 2023 crop were slower than we expected. We had that conversation with Chris Barron from AgView Solutions yesterday. Asked him the question flat out, why? Why didn't producers more aggressively sell that 2023 crop? And Chris has got it exactly right. We were coming off of 2-3 really good years.
Sure.
Where we were putting, producers were putting some money in the bank. And because of that, the incentive, the urgency to sell that 2023 crop, once the price started going down, guys locked it up. They had money in the bank. They locked up the 2023 crop and said, if you want it, you're going to have to come and get it. And so here we sit with more corn on farm than any time since 1988. Yeah. Now, 88 was a drought year, and it was paying off big time. Big time. It was paying off for them because they had corn in the bin. And it took some of the steam out of that market in 1988 when it was a huge drought. Made the run all the way to $3.89 a bushel, Davis.
Wow.
Yeah. and here we are falling back to $3.89. 80 some cents in that July contract in the delivery period. So it's a different dynamic out there because of the corn that is still in farmers' hands. I don't know exactly how it's all going to shake out, to be honest with you, Davis, but it's going to be a wet blanket. It's going to be.
I'm a guy. I got a little bit too much old crop corn in the bin. I'm looking out. I've got maybe an average APH, I guess, probably some holes out in fields that I can't see. help me get out from under this. How do I market this? I don't want to sell now. Are you seeing these prices? What do I do?
Yeah, I guess my attitude would be, if you've held on to it for this long, hold on to it a bit longer. And the only reason I'm saying that is because you've held on to it through all of this fun selling. Let's give them a chance to change their mind and at least get from short to close to flat. I'm not even asking for them to get long, Davis.
The bar is low.
I'm not even asking for that. I just want them to get out of short positions. Let's give them a chance to do that before you decide you need to pull the trigger on any more sales on the on the old crop.
All right, that's good counsel. Cotton, give us a little bit on cotton.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah.
Supply side concerns are one thing, but when demand stinks. And the big concern is that China is not going to want anything to do with supplies coming out of the U.S. for the near term. So that's the big problem for the cotton market.
Folks, I've been holding the next segment's conversation back just a little bit because I want to make sure and get all of Chip Flory's thoughts on the livestock. So we're going to start on hogs, and then I know he can't stop. He can't keep himself from talking cattle. I got Chip Flory here on a Flip Chory. Stick around.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside who really did all the work. Let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at AgMarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Ty Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson here. We're doing a flip-tory today for the show. give Chip a chance to share his thoughts and you know,
would
be
that
the
make
guest.
You would that make you Mavis Dykelson today?
I think it absolutely would. Yes, let's go with Mavis Dykelson. Along with Flip Chore here on AgriTalk, buddy. Before we run out of time, because I know you're going to get all fired up on cattle, but take us to the hog market. You know, we've seen some gains, we've seen some losses there.
Oh, yeah.
The hog market.
Yeah. The market is going to have to be dealing with a bit more supply than what it anticipated in the second half of the year. And that has been, I think that's been built into prices. An overall steady cash market seems most likely to me. And if we're going to see a generally steady cash market, we're probably going to see a generally steady with some volatility in price, but not a lot.
Okay.
So whenever we get this, whenever we get the futures market trading at a premium to the cash market, we need to take advantage of that and do some risk management. Unfortunately, we haven't had much of a chance to do that in the hog trade for 2024. It's made more sense to keep risk in the cash and keep moving forward with some downside protection in place through insurance and through maybe some put options. But boy, it has not been a market that is incentivizing growth. Mm. You look at what's happening at the retail level, you would think that the retailers would be making some price discounts on pork and doing some very aggressive featuring on pork, and they're not. They seem to want to maintain a margin, a profit margin on pork that they are willing to sacrifice on beef and just to keep people coming to the meat case.
Okay, very good. Over to the cattle market. It sounds like the best thing to do is to just sell these calves as quick as they drop. Is that where the money is in calves right now?
It's unbelievable. What the Cavs are worth is really astonishing. We've talked a long time about the importance of providing some incentive to rebuild the beef herd. We've talked for a long time about providing some incentive to bring the next generation of cattlemen into the industry. And right now, I think the market is doing it. The market is going to make that bred heifer worth more on pasture than the open heifer is worth in the feedlot. So it's working on it. And the longer term incentive of a strong calf market seems to be in place and will be giving some incentive to start to rebuild the beef herd. Now, what that does, at least for a year, and probably for 2 years, is it will reduce the number of heifers going into the feedlot, and that's going to reduce our numbers in the feedlot. I'm not going to say that it's going to reduce total beef production because of what we're doing with weights, but the odds are it's going to slow down our beef production enough that it's going to keep the cash cattle, the live cattle futures, it's going to keep that market elevated for a period of time as well. So to me the fundamentals for the cattle market remain bullish. Not just price friendly, bullish. But it's been anticipated for so long, Davis, it's got to be built into the market. It's just got to be. Now, the cash market, we did see some $200 prints coming out of the cash market. Wouldn't it be something if the futures market would at least test it and see what happens when it gets all the way to $200? It's got a ways to go, but we can't rule it out.
Well, that sounds like an opportunity that a guy ought to reward, probably.
Oh,
should have come along, huh?
You know what? If the market makes the move from 185 up to $200, if I was a cattleman, I probably wouldn't see a whole lot of that because I'd be hedged already.
Yeah.
I would be hedged already, and the reason is because getting the last $15 of a potential rally, to me, isn't as important as protecting against what could be a $30, $40 break in this market if the rug gets pulled out from underneath it like it did last September.
Yeah.
So I'd have feeders hedged. I'd have the fats hedged in here too. Yeah.
One question when we're talking generally livestock. There have been mentions that maybe pork has gotten a little bit too lean for the American consumer. Are you in that camp?
I don't know if I am, Davis. Because you can still buy a pork shoulder that's well lubricated when you put it on the smoker.
Yep.
Okay? Yep. Now, that loin is very lean. But if you cook it right, it's still very tasty. It's still a good cut of meat.
Yeah.
But there is concern not only at the consumer level, there is concern at the producer level. Some legitimate concern out there that cut of meat has gotten too lean. And when you look at some of the branded products that are out there and that are coming to the market where that loin does carry a little bit more fat, it's an awfully good product that they're putting out there. There's no question about that.
Yeah. I'm a fan myself of all things pork. Chip Flory, thanks for being with us today on this Friday. Come back Monday morning, y'all. We've got Machinery Pete, and then we're going to be talking federal milk marketing order with Roger Cryan from the American Farm Bureau. Hey, have a safe and happy weekend, everybody. This has been AgriTalk.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get two bags for just $16 and get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50